The other significant memory I have of the Wisconsin Military Academy was class 19, and I think they're up in the mid-50s by now. Was the graduation exercise, where it's a 3-day field training exercise where you're inserted and you exercise the leadership things that you've learned over the year in different tactical environments. And so they brought in helicopters, Hueys, to fly us from Camp Douglas over to Fort McCoy. I had a crew-served weapon that I was responsible for in addition to my M16, and the crew-served weapon was a 90-millimeter shoulder-mounted recoilless rifle. That really dates me because I don't think they've been around for quite a while. And this thing is a tube. It's probably 6, 7, 8 inches circular, and it's probably about 3.5, maybe 4 feet long, and it's an anti-tank weapon. And not that we were expecting any tanks, but it was you were going to simulate. So it has a sight on it and everything, and they load us into the helicopters, and so I'm sitting on the door, and the doors are open, of course. And so my worst nightmare is that this thing is, I'm going to drop this recoilless rifle, this 90 millimeter, out the door. And I think my fears were well founded because when they took us up from Camp Douglas over to Fort McCoy, which is only about 20 miles by road, shorter by helicopter. And we had, some of the best Vietnam helicopter pilots flying us in the formation. And that was the first, and I think probably the only time I had what is termed a nap of the earth ride. So a nap of the earth ride in a Huey helicopter with an open door and trying to hang on to a 90 millimeter recoilless rifle. Nap of the Earth ride is just what it sounds like. It's a high-speed treetop, rolling, banking, diving down, coming up. It was an eye-opener for, I think, everybody that was on those birds. And it went on for, I mean, they probably did 20, 30 minutes of that around Fort McCoy property before they landed and inserted us. So that was a pretty significant introduction, real world, certainly, what these guys have gone through in Vietnam. But in retrospect, you marvel at their abilities, skimming the treetops and some of the places they got into, and the high speeds. It was Let's just say I enjoyed it more afterwards than during the ride. So they inserted us, and I guess the only other thing that I really remember about that was our 3-day exercise was, I think it was the first night after we got set up in a defensive posture, and we were expecting an attack during the night or the early morning hours, and there was a violent thunderstorm came through, and it was raining. Cats and dogs, and you're trying to keep your equipment dry so it would function. And you've got buddies on each side of you in their foxholes, and the lightning got so bad the techs came out to the line, went up and down the line, told us to take our steel pots off because they didn't want it to attract the lightning that was occurring.
Steel pots.
Steel pots are the old headwear, combat headwear that soldiers wore back in the mid-70s. Heavy, round, nothing like they have today. So that was a